Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jeff Fry. Batting second. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Reggie Jefferson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Hazelman. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Lee Tinsley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Aaron Seeley. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Alex Fernandez. And now, play ball. Jeff Fry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Fry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Valentin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lewis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ventura hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nehring strikes out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3-2. O'Leary strikes out. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jefferson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hazelman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Tinsley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tinsley hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fry is 0 for 1 in the game. Fry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Fernandez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Durham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Durham reaches second base with a double. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gielen bunts towards the mound. Seeley fields it and throws to first for the out. Durham moves to third. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Durham scores. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lewis strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin strikes out. 1 out. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines strikes out. 1 out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. The throw from Hazelman to Vaughn and they have Ventura trapped. The throw over to Valentin, who applies the tag for the out. 2 outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Nehring is 0 for 1 in the game. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Leary hits a line drive towards first. Thomas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Reggie Jefferson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jefferson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Fernandez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Karkovice is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkovice hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 0 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Guillen moves to third. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hazelman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hazelman hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tinsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Tinsley strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fry is 0 for 2 in the game. Fry takes first base on ball 4. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Fry moves to second. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Fry scores. Valentin moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Nehring is 0 for 2 in the game. Nehring hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Leary hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jefferson hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hazelman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hazelman hits a pop-up towards short. Dillon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 2 in the game. Karkoviche strikes out. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Durham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tinsley. Durham reaches second base with a double. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Durham moves to third. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips strikes out. 2 outs. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tinsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Tinsley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fry hits a line drive into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Garces now pitching. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Mike Stanton now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Ventura hits a line drive into left field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a line drive towards short. Valentin catches it and throws to first to double up Thomas. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2. And the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 3 in the game. Canseco strikes out. 1 out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nehring strikes out. 2 outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Leary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin pinch hits for Dave Martinez. Heathcliff Slocum now pitching. Milt Kiler now playing right field. Troy O'Leary now playing left. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chad Kreuter pinch hits for Ron Karkovice. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kreuter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Kreuter moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kreuter scores. Durham moves to third. It's Red Sox, 2, White Sox, 2. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips is walked intentionally. Guillen moves to second. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lewis strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Chad Kreuter now catching. Lyle Mudin now playing right field. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiler hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hazelman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hazelman strikes out. 2 outs. Lee Tinsley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tinsley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tinsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Gunderson now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Ventura strikes out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 4 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into left field. O'Leary picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on O'Leary. Baines moves to second. Chris Snopek pinch runs for Harold Baines. Lyle Mudin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mudin is walked intentionally. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Snopek moves to third. Mudin moves to second. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kreuter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kreuter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Durham is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fry is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Fry hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Dillon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Hudson now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Lewis. The throw from Hazelman and he is safe. Lewis steals second. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. Thomas is walked intentionally. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn fields the ball and throws to Hudson covering. Safe. Lewis moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Danny Tartabull pinch hits for Chris Snopek. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Matt Karchner now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 4 in the game. Canseco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lewis. Canseco reaches second base with a double. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Nehring is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Nehring hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Canseco moves to third. 1 out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 4 in the game. O'Leary is walked intentionally. Bill Selby pinch hits for Milt Kiler. Bill Selby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Selby is walked intentionally. O'Leary moves to second. Mike Stanley pinch hits for Bill Hazelman. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Canseco tags and scores. O'Leary tags and moves to third. Selby tags and moves to second. 2 outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tinsley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Tinsley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tinsley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Delgado now catching. Jose Malabi now playing right field. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mouton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kreuter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kreuter hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Durham hits a line drive towards left. O'Leary chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on O'Leary. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.